Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
People need advice. I know that. 1-800-947-3979. Or you can email idiots at freebeerandhotmix.com. You can text it, call it, whatever. Let's start with this one from Jane Doe. I've been with my husband for 10 years now. Sex in the beginning was more frequent, but he rarely finished, even after hours of messing around. I figured it was me. Oops, sorry. I really like that bed. I'm going to hear a little more. I figured it was just me. Well, that's sad. Lost my spot. That maybe I just didn't do it for him. 10 days after our wedding, I caught him calling phone sex. This is after 18 months of being told he just didn't have a libido. I looked at the phone bills. Yeah, right? Wow. I looked at the phone bills from the year before to the date, and I caught him, and he had been calling every 2 weeks minimum. I was devastated. Then he moved on to gay porn. I thought maybe he's bisexual, but more homosexual than heterosexual. That was a few years ago. Recently, one drunken night, he left his phone playing music in the kitchen when he went to bed. When I retrieved it, I was trying to turn off the app, and I opened, and an open photo album popped up. All porn, women who are older and chubbier than me, screenshots taken from when I was sitting near him, even on our anniversary. I've talked with him every time, and he reassures me he does find me attractive enough to have sex with me, but that only happens if I initiate, and even then, maybe once a month, if I'm lucky. All these discoveries have chipped away at my heart and my self-confidence. I know it will hurt, but I've always just wanted the truth, which is that I believe he just doesn't desire me. This past weekend, he said he respects me too much to have sex with me, and that that's not, she said it in a more graphic way, and that's not going to change. I think every person deserves it all, friendship, love, and to be desired. He doesn't want a divorce, says he's very content. But I can't help feeling like a lump, just a friend he really wants it around. What he really wants around. That doesn't feel like a marriage, though. Any advice?
Yeah, I mean, if it's not doing it for you, yeah, I mean, he might be content and well and good, but if it doesn't work for you, then it doesn't work for you. I mean, that's not a real partnership if you're not enjoying it ever and he's looking for every other reason at all. I mean,
I doubt it's because of you.
Even if it was, who cares? Like, it's not working for you.
Right.
You know, like, whatever his dumb reasonings are excuses, if he just, like, is very curious about things, or he does this, or he does that, it doesn't really matter. If you're unfulfilled, you're unfulfilled. And if he's not willing to fix it or work on it, and I don't understand the, I respect you too much to have sex with you, what does that mean?
Well, then let's open up this marriage and let me go get, almost.
Yeah.
I can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
Let me go get some. And then maybe while you're getting some, you'll meet somebody who you find all those things with and realize, oh, I probably should get divorced. Or maybe you realize you're totally content being married to your best friend and sleeping with other people. But yeah, if you want to get some and he's saying that, ask if you can open the marriage. And if he says no, well, then don't be stuck there. You can get out.
Yeah, I don't think you should have to live in a marriage that makes you feel like you're not attractive or makes you feel like a lump.
Yeah, he says he respects you too much to make love to you, but doesn't respect you enough to make you feel loved.
Like, doesn't respect strangers enough to not take their pictures out in public and keep them in their phone for a spank bank. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That was, that's good.
Thank
you.
You
just said.
Write that down, friends.
Yeah. Say it again.
Oh, how did I say it? He respects you too much to make love to you, but does not respect you enough to make you feel loved.
That's it. That's the truth of the matter. That's the
yeah.
Boiled down, that's what it is. And that's not really a great significant other.
No.
He loves the parts that he likes you to do for him. And that's about it.
Yeah.
So.
That sucks that you're going through that.
Yeah, it blows.
1-800.
You know.
947-3979. You need some advice, we're here to help you. We're very good at it.
We are. We've had a lot of varied experiences on this show.
Not everything is as big as that. I'm hungry. I'm looking at old pizza that's been on the counter for 2 days. Is this okay to eat?
Yes. You're good.
It's been on the counter, unrefrigerated for 2 days?
It's fine. Pizza's like honey. It never goes bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
But, I mean, also, do you own a car? Just go get something fresh, man.
Oh, come on. Like, you've never been lazy before.
Oh, I've been late. I'm lazy every day, but not for 2 day old sitting out on a counter pizza.
Yeah.
You're fine.
That's let's get some fresh McDonald's at that point or something.
Can't hide money.
Yeah.
Get you a Maitland who can do it all. Sum up love in one sentence and then an epic takedown of hot wings, even though he didn't really do anything wrong.
No.
I bet he hates you so much on the inside, but also respects you very much now. Ooh, this is a doozy. Listen to this. You already were, because you're here. But nonetheless, my mom and dad are divorced. And they have been for 40 years. Both are well off. My father and my sister have not spoken since the divorce. I am the sole beneficiary when my dad passes. My mom expects me to split the inheritance from my father with my sister.
Well, tell your mom to shut the hell up and end your business.
Yeah, they have completely different lives.
My father has asked me to make sure my sister gets none of it. It's a tough spot to be in. My mom has it 50-50 with my sister when she passes. Some advice, please.
Tell your dad to get his own affairs in order and don't put it on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh,
it's not hard to do. That's what documents and lawyers are for. Like, that type of law, like, get your will and your estate in order that it is not up to, you go, look, this is just how it goes. I mean, she can get mad if you go, yeah, I know he left it all to you and now you have it and you should give it to her,
that's
but you don't have to.
That's what mom is going
to
say.
And say, this is not what dad's wishes were and I don't care. You guys have not been together for 40 years?
I'm not sure
That's 4 years. 40?
I'm not sure why the sister would think she's going to get half of it.
Yeah, they don't talk.
Like, I'm not saying that she has to be a fan of whatever happened that caused them to not talk. I don't know if it was the father's fault. I mean, typically it's usually like, oh, you left mom. I'm mad at you or whatever. But I don't know that that's the case. That's just me filling in blanks.
Yeah.
But man, when you don't talk to someone for all that time, you might hope for some. Like, oh, the least they could do is give me.
Yeah.
An inheritance, since they weren't really a dad to me. I'm just trying to guess what they might be saying to themselves. But you're not guaranteed it.
I mean, here's what I know. Your mom has no say in this at all. Now, if you get this money, if your dad passes one day and leaves you everything, then it's up to you whether or not you go, you know, it's kind of crappy that dad hosed sis on this, so I'm going to split it with her regardless. Because he's dead. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not up to you. It's definitely not your mom's say.
No.
And if you think, I understand why dad is leaving my sister out because she's a butthole and always hated him, then you also don't have to give it to her. I mean, then it's up to you. But, man, I don't know where the mom gets off going. I don't care what your dad says.
Yeah. You shouldn't be getting punished for being the kid that keeps it cool with both parents.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And that's not. And Hot Wings is right. It's not fair to you.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The kid who keeps it cool with both parents definitely shouldn't get the short end of the stick. Just putting that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that out there.
It's true.
The one who tries to keep the peace with everybody, they deserve it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we get any follow-up on that.
Hypothetically.
I agree with you, Steve.
I do agree with you. Listen to this one. Last Friday, my daughter and her best friend snuck out of her mother's house at 1 a.m. They wandered about a mile through the city and were eventually picked up by police, whom they lied to about their ages. Eventually, they were taken home, and she is now with me for my custodial week. Here's the thing. She's 10. I've asked everyone I know for advice on punishment, but nothing feels appropriate. Any advice?
Wait, what did she do again?
Yeah, I
snuck out of the house while at 1 a.m. She's 10.
Okay.
While at her mom's house. Our twins are about to turn 10. And man, I can't imagine them doing that. That's just not on their radar. I would be so flabbergasted, but I kind of get it. I don't know what the punishment would be.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely snuck out probably when I was 11. Definitely 12.
Wait, what? For real? You got 11 or 12?
Yeah,
where'd you go?
Just wandered around the neighborhood with Jeff Parker.
At 1 in the morning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We snuck out a few times. What? I think it's just because it was exciting. We weren't doing anything bad. It was just like, whoa, this is weird, man. Like, because you knew you weren't supposed to be doing it. So we never got in trouble. We didn't go wreck anything. We didn't steal stuff. But it was just like, it felt so wild to be up when the world was dead. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even so, like, you got to have a conversation with the mom. Like, at that point, like, if my kids snuck out at my house, I would expect my wife to say, or my ex-wife to go, hey, you're going to have to figure something out because, one, you got to punish them, and two, make sure they can't sneak out anymore. Okay, yeah, I got to up the alarm system or whatever. I'm going to make this so you are not sneaking out of my house again. Not on my watch.
I would talk to them a while and try to understand what made them want to do it.
Yeah.
Because their intent would indicate to me kind of what you're talking about, Hot Wings, like how severe a punishment could be. If it was just 10-year-olds going, I wonder if we could do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little different. They might have gotten the hell scared out of them by getting picked up by the police. And so something less might be okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very situational. I mean, I have zero regrets the night that we snuck out at like midnight or 1 and went sledding. It was awesome.
Right?
Yeah, but
we weren't
in trouble.
Yeah.
Or we weren't getting into trouble. It was just like, let's go sledding.
If your parents had caught you, though.
Oh, I would have been in big trouble. But if they had sat me down and said, why did you do this? I would have said, because we wanted to see what it was like to sled at midnight. we're kids and we're dumb.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter that it's the same but dark.
Yeah.
Because you're a kid.
Yeah, like we got done watching Saturday night's main event at Jeff's house. And then we thought, hey, it's 1 a.m. You think we can get out and sled?
Text, just lay out to them what could have happened and why it's so bad. That's probably a good start.
Yeah.
This text, my parents are divorced. I have three sisters. Only my dad told me where he hid his 401k or his 40k. And I'll be damned if I'm telling anyone when he dies. I'll be quietly collecting that bitch.
He hid it?
Yeah,
like,
in
buried
jars?
Treasure?
Like Silas Marner?
Is your dad a pirate?
That's cool. I hope to one day find out, like, you know, in the later stages that, you know, my dad or mom has hid money in jars somewhere.
What if they tell you that? It's like your dad has such a dry sense of humor. Son, I left about $200,000 in some cans in the backyard. And then he's just laughing from wherever and beyond when you are digging up the yard, looking under every tree he ever planted.
I'd be like, damn it, man. That's the thing. And they planted so much. Who knows where they'd be?
You find the money glued to a rafter accidentally.
It would be stuck to something. 100%.
Linda will be first when we come back. She is conflicted about a new relationship because of something that happened quite a bit ago. You can send in your thing for advice, 1-800-947-3979. You can email idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com. Text it in as well.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.